Welcome to the Short Commute Podcast. Zach here with Pastor Drew in my office. Pastor Drew, last time we talked, we looked a little bit at Jesus' emotions.
His emotional perfect health, I guess you'd say.
Yeah. And relatability mm-hmm. and social understanding or social ability, I guess, mm-hmm. is a way of saying it. And we want to kind of continue the conversation about us as fallen humans and how we've kind of neglected our emotions to some extent.
Neglected our emotions when applied to our faith and our Christian relationships,
It's gotten left out of the discussion in the church.
Ah, yeah, maybe that's the best way to put it.
And I think one way that I've seen that manifest itself in a very negative way is this stigma about counseling. So what I mean is, we'll start by saying that I'm a very big proponent of counseling, the importance of counseling.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see a way in which we could almost require everybody, but I strongly recommend counseling to everybody with varying degrees of social, mental, emotional health concerns.
Okay.
I have seen a counselor myself. I find it extremely valuable. But there's this stigma, I think, in the church and especially in more rural areas like ours, that counseling is a weakness and it's for weak people
mm-hmm.
with silly problems that you should be able to solve yourself. And I think that's a horrible stigma, and I think it's a reflection or a manifestation of how we've looked at our emotions and our mental health as part of that in the church.
Yeah. I would definitely say that that's a generationally influenced observation. I do think that younger generations are much more comfortable with counseling.
Sure.
However, old or young, I do sense that there is a stigma from the larger community, a stigma within a church body. You know, you're going to have a number of people who are not going to seek out counseling because they're too ashamed to, or, you know, they just wouldn't want that getting out there.
Yeah.
You're going to have a number of people that do seek out counseling but won't talk about it. And you have then another group that are getting counseling and are very open about it. So, yeah, you have a whole bunch of different segments in the church somewhere on that spectrum.
Have you dealt with congregants dealing with mental health struggles in your tenure here?
Yes. You know, so I do a fair amount of counseling, as do you. Sometimes people come to me with, you know, spiritual issues,
mm-hmm.
okay? Unresolved sin or struggle in their lives. And I am I am capable of navigating that and counseling people through that.
You have training in how to counsel.
Yes, bringing them to a place of understanding and perhaps repentance or, you know, just a kind of enlightened perspective. But then there have been times as well where people have come to me with emotional problems that are obviously, everything is spiritual, but you know, some are chemical imbalance, some are dealing with things like just depression, anxiety, bipolar type of stuff, you know, that require professional help and professional treatment.
Absolutely.
And when, it's funny, because when I come into those situations, I recognize those and I try and pass those off. I recommend, you know, you should see a counselor or at the very least tell your doctor that you're struggling with these things.
Yeah.
Because before we can identify what the spiritual issues are, we have to get
healthy.
The physiology and the chemical aspect of this right.
It's important to be healthy.
Yeah.
And your mental health is part of your health. That's why it's called, that's what we call it, mental health. Yeah, and my, just year five for me, and so I haven't been doing this all that long, and I don't have the training you have from seminary, but every year there has been at least a student who has come to me and had concerns about their struggle with depression or anxiety or suicidal thoughts. Especially in the last year or two, there's been a large uptick. I don't know if that's familiarity with me being here longer. I don't know if that has anything to do with anything else, but it seems like maybe 20% of students that I know are struggling with depression and anxiety. And I would guess that we're probably pushing 50% or plus if you include the ones that I don't know about.
Fair enough.
And so it's a, I mean, I don't get to deem things an epidemic, but I would almost call it an epidemic. It's a very large problem, and I don't think it gets addressed the way that other health problems or other spiritual problems even get addressed. So I am, like you, happy to walk alongside someone who needs counseling for mental health or emotional health, but I too am very quick to recommend some wonderful counselors in the area, Christian counselors too, which are wonderful. And of course, medical help is very important for your health. I guess part of my frustration is we're talking about people's well-being and their health, and to say, well, toughen up, or well, just pull yourself up by your bootstraps, or get over it, or things like that, because we deem those mental or emotional struggles as a weakness, is very concerning and not at all helpful.
Well, in a sense, it is a weakness. I mean, even when it's a physiological, even with, when it's a chemical thing, I mean, we are talking about results of the fall.
Sure.
Right? Sure. So I just wanted to make that distinction.
It's a weakness like a broken leg is a weakness.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's a, and that's why it is a spiritual issue. But it has a lot more to do with, as a church, what is our perspective on it and what is our course of action through it that I think we really want to get at and what we really want to be firm on. You know, what is God's will for us as a body of believers with regard to this implication of the fall?
Yeah.
So do you have any thoughts on that? I mean, how should we approach this as pastors? How should we approach this as a church?
Well, I think just like you said, the stigma about counseling is changing through the generations. I think the way pastors are counseling people with it, people within the situation, is changing as well. So while in the past it might have been commonplace for pastors to say, you're struggling with anxiety, well, you just need to trust in God more. You're struggling with depression, you just need to have stronger faith.
We need to be careful about applying spiritual solutions to physical problems,
right.
Material type
right.
problems.
One counselor friend of mine put it this way. If you have a broken leg, you don't go to the pastor and the pastor says, well, you need to just pray more. You go and you go to the doctor and you get your leg healed. And then you go back to church. Everyone should be in church all the time. We would love that. But you need to get healthy first.
Right,
and
right.
Your mental and emotional health is the same way. You don't, us as teachers in the church can't say, well, you're struggling with anxiety, but look, the Bible says, do not worry. Jesus said, don't worry. The Bible says, cast all your cares. Why do you have anxiety? Well, it's pretty normal for people to have anxiety, and I don't think it's, in most cases, a reflection of the strength of your faith as much as it is a result of the fall and us having fallen mental health and emotional health.
Yeah.
And so we need to recognize that there are solutions for that medically and therapeutically.
Yeah. And I'm with you on what you're saying there. So as a church, you know, I think from the church's perspective, maybe some of this starts with a little bit more comprehensive pastoral care.
Yeah, I think so.
With the pastors, with the elders and deacons, whatever the leadership in the church that is responsible for pastoral care is, making sure that leadership is aware of, you know, kind of this, I suppose it's a dual nature of mental health. You do have a spiritual aspect, but also there is a very real physical aspect to it.
Our bodies and our spirits are intermingled. God created us that way. We can't separate them. So there's always a component of both there.
Right. So we need to be very discerning in terms of how we're going to spiritually encourage people through both spiritual and, I guess, emotional health resource kinds of ways.
Yeah. Friends who have shared testimonies of struggles with depression or anxiety or suicidal thoughts have talked about, I mean, you said more comprehensive counseling. And mm-hmm. I think that's right on, because they have talked about comprehensive treatment. Mm-hmm. So the ways I've heard it from people who have testimonies with these different mental and emotional health struggles is that the best solution is a comprehensive one. So it includes medication and counseling and being a regular attender in worship communities and diet and exercise.
Sure.
And fulfilling work. And I mean, it's all these, and routine, and there's a lot of different parts to it, and just treating it one way or another.
Right.
So I think it's important that you say comprehensive counseling, because I don't mean to say, well, everyone who comes to us with, you know, struggles with depression or anxiety, we shouldn't just always send them away and say, well, fix your mental health first and then come back.
Sure.
I don't mean to say it that way.
No.
But we mean to say that there's multiple fronts on which we deal with all of these things.
And also, by saying it that way, we're acknowledging that we're all in this in some way, and that we're together.
Yeah,
because none of us, all those holistic components that you just mentioned, none of us have all of those in place in the best way.
No.
And so, you know, understanding that about ourselves and about each other, and treating each other with that knowledge is going to be beneficial in a fellowship like this too.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you are listening and you struggle with depression or anxiety or suicidal thoughts to any degree, we encourage you to reach out to somebody, be it a pastor or a counselor or a friend or an adult, and hopefully we can find a holistic approach that will help with whatever you're dealing with. It might take time, but we pray that you give us grace as we walk alongside you. Thank you for listening. Until next time,